If you were listening to Michigan Radio this morning, you may have noticed a new voice on the air.
With Michigan Radio News, I'm Doug Tribou. Legislation in the state Senate could relax Michigan's zero-tolerance approach to discipline in public schools. State Representative Andy Shore introduced the bill.
That's Doug Tribou. He's the guy that tens of thousands of Michiganders will be waking up to as Michigan Radio's new Morning Edition host. He is with us now in the stateside studios. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Good to have you with us, and welcome to Michigan.
Thank you very much.
Now, you come to Michigan Radio from WBUR in Boston, but you have been in the state for a while now. What brought you here?
So my family and I moved out here last summer for a Knight Wallace Journalism Fellowship that I got at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. So we came out in the summer. So we've had almost a year to explore and just really enjoyed it. And then I was lucky enough that we decided we wanted to stay, and there was an opportunity here at Michigan Radio. So it really just great timing for everybody.
And you were already in Ann Arbor, so that's all good. So you, like you say, you've had a year or so to kind of get a sense of Michigan. In that time, have you noticed any subtle Michigan characteristics that we might not even be aware of in our speech or even in the way we act?
Well, I have noticed that people are very quick to hold up the mitt when they're trying to tell you where something is. You'll say, oh, where is that city? And then the hand goes up and then the pointing. So that seems to be a really common thread.
How about in speech?
I haven't noticed too much, but you got to remember I'm coming from Massachusetts, where the accents are strong and rich and deep. So I haven't noticed too many differences that I would really stand out.
Now, where was home? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in mostly in just outside of Boston. And then for a little while, I lived in New Jersey when my dad's job moved there, but mostly in New England and the Northeast.
I'm not hearing a lot of that East Coast in your speech, whether that was a conscious thing you've buffed out or not. Or
no, I think somehow my parents had the Massachusetts accent for sure. It just somehow New Jersey and Massachusetts, the balance just wiped it out. I didn't have to do much.
Well, Doug, as Michigan Radio's morning news anchor, you have the responsibility of pronouncing every word flawlessly and having a thorough knowledge, historical context of state when you announce a story. So our stateside team thought it might be fun to test your knowledge of Michigan. So we're going to start with a pronunciation quiz. I'm going to spell out three Michigan-centric words. The first is a very long road. It begins in downtown Detroit and it heads northeast through Macomb County. It's spelled G-R-A-T-I-O-T and it is pronounced...
Gratiot?
Oh.
Gratiot.
Gratiot. Okay.
Gratiot. Yes, it is the undoing of many of an announcer when they come in from outstate. The second word, it's a town in central Michigan. It's about a half an hour southwest of Lansing. Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Oh, very good. Very good. There, you got the Mario Brothers thumbs up. This is a village in Oakland County, and it's home to a big assembly plant for General Motors. And to be fair, this is a two-word name, L-A-K-E-O-R-I-O-N.
Lake Orion?
Ooh, very good. All right. Let's go to some Michigan trivia. Here's your first question. There's an airport in Grand Rapids. It's named after the only person from Michigan to become president of the United States, who was?
Gerald Ford.
Very good. Yes, that was your easy one. All right, next question. According to lore, what supposedly evil entity did the founder of Detroit, Antoine de La Motte Cadillac, fail to appease while in Michigan?
Oh, I saw photos and great pictures and audio from the parade, and I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Le Nain Rouge, the Red Dwarf.
Oh.
Le Nain Rouge. And complete this phrase. What word was allegedly used by then-Senator Abraham Lincoln while describing Michigan Senator Lewis Cass? And he said, quote, well, what's good for the goose is good for the...
Michigander?
Doug, fun getting to know you a little bit. We're very happy that you're with us. Welcome to Michigan Radio and officially welcome to Michigan.
Thank you very much. I couldn't be more excited. I'm really happy to be here.